From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting Kurdish Peshmerga fighters have continued an assault on IS-held towns near Mosul with a new effort to take Bashika, some 10 kilometers northeast of Iraq's second largest city. Meanwhile, in the village of Safira, about 30 kilometers to the south, Iraqi federal police fired mortars and rockets Sunday at suspected IS targets. Iraqi Brigadier Najim al-Jabour, who's leading the operation, said morale of his forces is high.
ISIS collapsed. ISIS now, their morale very down. You can read in the faces of the soldiers and the civilian with us, their morale very high. I think this the end of ISIS.
Safira is among dozens of villages taken from IS militants since the start of the Mosul campaign a week ago. A group of 26 Asian sailors has been freed from nearly 5 years' captivity by Somali pirates. They arrived Sunday in Kenya. The sailors seized when their Omani-flagged vessel was overtaken close to the Seychelles in March 2012. They were handed over in the Somali town of Gokayo Saturday. John Steed is a coordinator with the group Oceans Beyond Piracy.
As with any negotiation, you try and find the right people to negotiate with. And we've achieved what we've achieved today by getting tribal elders, religious leaders, and the local community and the regional government all involved to put pressure on these guys to release these hostages. 4.5 years is, you know, unreasonable. It's just not right.
A $1.5 million ransom was reportedly paid for the sailors' release, but that could not be independently verified. This is VOA News. Indian police killed at least 21 Maoist rebels in the eastern state of Odisha. The Maoists have been fighting a decades-long war against New Delhi across eastern and central India. Police ambushed dozens of the insurgents following a tip-off on their location. Lithuanians voted for major change in a second round of parliamentary elections Sunday, handing victory to a center-right farmers' union that previously held just one seat. The Peasants and Green Union Party, led by 46-year-old millionaire farmer Ramūnas Karbauskas, is expected to end up with 54 of 141 parliamentary seats. It's the biggest victory by a single party in Lithuania in 20 years. Karbauskas said his party will engage in negotiations with other parties Monday about forming a coalition government. He said he hopes to form such a coalition within 10 days. Lithuania's economy has struggled with slowing growth and an exodus of workers. French officials are clearing thousands of migrants from a makeshift refugee camp near the northern port city of Calais that's become known as the jungle. The migrants are being bused to relocation centers around the country. The process expected to take about a week. The Hudson Institute's Ben Haddad said the migration issue has become a hot political item in France.
It's become very heated because in the context of a broader refugee crisis and the issues of migration and the rise of populism all over Europe, this has become very political in the town of Calais, which is a post-industrial city in the north of France, struggling with high unemployment, where Marine Le Pen's National Front, the whole region is polling very highly, so it's become a very tense political issue.
Some of the migrants may refuse to leave because they still want to cross the English Channel to Britain. Hundreds of top Communist Party officials are meeting in Beijing for 4 days, beginning Monday, in what the official Xinhua News Agency calls the sixth plenary session of the 18th Communist Party of China Central Committee. The meetings involve state leaders, ministers, military officials, provincial bosses, and top academics. It may provide clues about direction of party policy. U.S. Assistant Secretary of State Daniel Russell Monday said Philippines President Rodrigo Duterte's controversial statements have created a climate of uncertainty, especially after saying last week in Beijing he was separating with Washington. Russell met Monday with Foreign Secretary Perfecto Yasay. At least 13 people were killed, more than 30 injured, when a tour bus crashed into the back of a tractor-trailer truck in Southern California early Sunday. The crash occurred near Palm Springs, about 160 kilometers east of Los Angeles. Speed could be an issue. An investigation is underway. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.